Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Carl, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are things?
Good. You're in County Kildare and you're currently suffering an attack of 40-foot trees in the at the boundary of your back garden.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for some advice. Okay. I've exhausted all my avenues, you know, and okay. I was saying yesterday you had your people going to Spain for their mental health. Mm. Says I can't even get a bit of sunlight into my house during the summer, you know. I says, I've done my research, the houses are rented, they're owned by landlords, and they're just not taking their responsibilities anyway seriously, you know. So one of them was a property manager that decided if it was in their... I just asked them to pass on an email. And they decided it was in their best interest just to hang up on me.
Okay, the trees are Leylandi.
Some of them are. The majority of them are. I'm actually looking at them now.
They're one of the fastest growing evergreen trees available. Yeah. They can grow up to 50 feet in 16 years and are ideal for privacy and fencing if you need it in a relatively short time.
Yeah. Well, but I don't know whether you can see the ones that are in my back garden.
You can see little else.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's actually four sheds under the canopy there.
You know, it's complete darkness at the back of your
darkness.
Garden.
Yeah, you can see the house there. It's absolutely in complete darkness. Now, as I say, I've gone through all the avenues. I've gone to the county council. Mm. They can't do anything about it. It was brought up at a meeting. The county council himself, very nice chap, he rang up and he left voicemails for the landlords. He actually done that twice.
Okay.
And on one occasion, one of the tenants came around to me.
Right.
To have a look at the situation. Now, he said to me, he said, how low do you want these trees cut down? And I says, well, they'd have to be cut down all the way. He says, they're going to break the wall. I didn't know there was a crack in the wall at the time.
Okay.
But when he came around to me, he told me that the landlord actually owed him money because he put in a brand new boiler and a radiator for him. So that was last March.
But what's that got to say? What's that got to do with your trees?
No, but I'm supposed to be dealing with the tenants.
Yeah.
And the landlord is telling the tenant to cut these trees down, and the tenant has to pay for them. When he already owes the landlord money, or the landlord owes him money.
I know what you mean, yeah. But does the landlord not realise, Carl,
if
one of those, apart from the inconvenience of it, and the distress, I suspect, if you're in darkness a lot of the time, including summer, if one of those trees falls on your property, the landlord is liable. Don't fancy your chances at this rate getting much out of them. But the landlord, whoever's property the tree is growing on, is liable. Isn't that correct?
That's true. Yeah. I know an awful lot more about trees now than I ever did.
Okay.
Because I'm chasing this about 2 years. But no, the trees are actually dangerous. There's a shed. I'm looking at a shed here now in my next door neighbour's garden. That's the branches are about 15 feet into that garden. Now, only due to the fact that I cut my own back at my own expense, that's just my shed would be covered with them. So like by 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the summer, it's my back garden is dark and it's cold. I says I have a shed down there. It says I can't use it. It's absolutely freezing down there. It says, and like these landlords are just sticking their heads in the ground. You know what I mean?
As well as our Leylandi trees.
Exactly. And
But their heads, the problem is their heads are staying in the ground where the Leylandi trees are shooting 50 feet into the air.
Exactly. And as I say, I went as far as getting a solicitor's letter sent around. I couldn't get anything done other than the solicitor to send a letter around to ask him to engage with me. And that's been ignored as well. So,
did the council volunteer, John, that there's any bylaws that they're breaking?
No. I was on to the county. It was only brought up at a meeting, and apparently, it's nothing got to do with them because none of the properties, or my property, or the other property, is not governed or covered by the county council. So that it was only brought up at one meeting, and they said they couldn't do anything about it. You know, but there's actually three properties there. One of them is the Leylandi, and I don't know what the other two are, but there's no space for 40-foot trees in a residential area. There's a guy at the corner down here, and in the morning, he gets no sunlight, when the sun comes around, and in the evening, there's a tree right beside his house. He's no sunlight at all. Like, I'm in a bad position. He's even in a worse. But I was trying to get people together around, and like next door neighbours, they wouldn't be probably English wouldn't be 100%. So they wouldn't really want to get involved in Irish law and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
they're probably. Well, I'm sure they aren't, but they could be worried about their own tenancy. And
exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm the only one around here doing that. So I'm going to be the cranky one, you know.
And how long have you been campaigning?
Since September 19 was first when I contacted them.
Okay.
But see, what actually happened was the back garden hasn't been used in probably several years now. So they took me way off the ball when my parents died.
And, yeah, but what could you use? If you wanted to show an outdoor movie at 12 o'clock in the day, you could use your back garden because it's dark.
Yeah, but you want some heaters.
Yes. It's dark and cold.
You want some of those blow heaters you can get in the garden.
We could tweet a photograph that you sent us in, but I'm sure the lads will do it upstairs. But the only thing you'd see is just darkness.
Yeah, that's it. As I say, you can see from some of the pictures there, it's like it is cold out there. And no, like the landlords are not doing that.
Now,
I'm sure there's lots more people out there. See, the Celtic Tiger was 20 years ago, and people planting these stupid trees in their garden. I had a high tree, and I cut it down because it was too high.
Okay.
Why can't these people do it?
Do you notice it every single day, Carol?
I walk to my kitchen window. I can't wash the dishes without seeing it. It's in your face 24/7. I said, nobody's doing a thing for me. Nobody's doing anything to sort this out. And it seems to be the laws in the land. There's no laws in the land for it.
But I'm just wondering, what's consuming you more at this stage? Is it the visuals of the tree and the worry about the tree and what might happen, the darkness, and if one was blown over in a gale, or two, the powerlessness you feel in trying to do something about it?
Well, it's everything, Joe. I mean, the powerlessness of it is, why can't I just go around, say to the landlord, cut your trees down? Right, I'll cut the trees down. No problem. That's as simple as that. But I have to go through the law to see if there is a law to do it. But as well as that...
And because the people who live on the property don't own the property.
They don't own the property. So if you go around and say, as I know a lot of people will notice, that if you go around to a property that's rented and you ask the tenants to contact the landlord, they'll say, I don't have his number, or they just won't bother.
Yeah.
You know,
the new WFH phenomenon, people working from home.
Yep.
I just wonder, is there anyone else on your block working from home who would now notice the trees all day?
As I say, the neighbours are, they're not from Ireland, so they wouldn't want to be involved in the law. And as I say, my next door neighbour has never seen his kids play on the back garden. They're always out in the green because there's no sunlight in the back.
Sent in a photograph of your situation as regards something being done or ignored by your neighbours. That is, the trees just growing and growing and now over 40 foot. We got another communication from Liz, who she was able to send us in some evidence, some actual audio evidence of what she's putting up with it at night time. And she says, Liz says, it's not about her neighbours. I've an issue with dogs barking during the day and especially at night. I have not been sleeping. I get about 2 hours at night and have to sleep on the couch in the sitting room because it's further. Why are you saying yes?
No, because that's what I do now, because I'm getting no sunlight in the daytime.
Right.
So I go into the front room, and because it does send you into a depression. Like, I can understand what Liz is going through. You know what I mean? You have to get away from the situation.
Okay, this is Liz again. I get about 2 hours sleep at night and I have to sleep on the couch in my sitting room because it's further away from the back of the house where the dogs are barking. I've tried talking to my neighbours. This is resonant with you, resonates with you, Karen. I've tried talking to my neighbours and I've asked them to shut the dogs up. I've been to the council dog warden and was told I had to go down the legal route, which I don't want to do. On Tuesday night, I had to contact the guards and beg them to call to the house and ask them to bring the dogs in. The two guardie were brilliant. They approached them and asked them to take them in. The guards chatted to me for a few minutes, and as they were about to leave, the dogs started again. The guards had to go back a second time. Now, remember, this is in the middle of the night. Yep. About an hour later, they let them back out. If any of your listeners could give me advice, I would much appreciate it. This is the dog started barking in this woman's garden outside her house.
I know. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, listen to it. Yeah, hang on a second. Now, remember, that's 2 a.m. in the morning.
2 a.m. in the morning, yes. Okay. Now, we've proud of that around.
But you're
there.
Saying, I explain to me again why the trees drive you. This lady said the dog's barking drive her to sleep on her sitting room couch because it's further away from where the dogs are barking.
Yeah.
You spend most of your time in the front room as well because of trees.
Yeah, because see, if you have the brilliant sunlight coming in, and then you have the darkness, and you're just watching this shadow cast all the way up your garden from 3 o'clock, that's my garden, and I should be able to use.
And would you have to put on lights in the back of the house all the time?
You have to put the heating on during the summer.
Because temperature as well.
It's cold. It's cold. Okay. You know, and like I can't build onto the house. Because I'm building into the darkness. I can't do any back garden because nothing will grow out there, apart from one sunflower, as you can probably see in the photograph. But I can't do anything with the garden at all, so it's useless to me. I says, what can I do? I says, you're my last hope, as he says, you know. So
And you mentioned, when you mentioned depression.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I suffered from depression for a while. This brings it up even worse, you know. As I say, I can't do anything about it. I'm doing this on my own. You know, I tried, I very seldom ask for help for anything. But I did ask the county councillor to see if I could sort that out. And then as a final resort, as I thought, I went to a solicitor. That costs money, you know,
Okay, stay with us, Carl. Carl's in Clare. Anne is in Talla. Anne, advice about dogs barking. What happened?
Well, it was in about 1987, Joe, between 3 and 4 in the morning.
Okay.
I had just gotten a very... a child who cried a lot and woke several times during the night back to sleep when my a neighbour at the back let his dog out who commenced to bark and promptly woke up the baby again. So I decided, holding the baby in my arms, leaned out the bathroom window to make sure I knew exactly barking was coming from before I did anything else.
Yeah.
And when I was fairly sure where it was coming from, I searched through the phone book to find the number of the person.
Yeah.
Phoned them
at
around 3:30 in the morning. Eventually the phone was answered, and I just said to the person, would you mind taking in your dog, please, so that a baby and I can get a night's sleep? And now the man who answered, obviously the owner of the house and the owner of the dog, he was so shocked that he just said, okay, and he took the dog in.
But would that work today? Because one, can you get the phone number of your neighbour? Everyone's on a mobile phone.
And
he was the owner of the house, and there's so many houses rented now.
Yeah.
Donald Gilroy, stay there, Anne. It's held a separate show. I'll go to Donald after the break. Carl, again, we're waiting on... people are saying that go to the council. The council are obliged. The trees can't block your... if they're a danger...
Yeah, and there's a right to light, and that's a lot of stuff. But the council just said, kind of, it was brought up at a meeting, and they said no, there's nothing they could do about it because it's not their property.
And you're when you say you're fighting this on your own, are you on your own in the house? Can I ask?
No, I'm here with my wife.
Oh, yeah, good, okay. But still, it's an awful non-stop pressure. That's your point. Four seasons. Okay, that's Carl in County Kildare, Anne in Talla, and it was Liz who sent us in the tape of the dogs barking at 2 o'clock in the morning. 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.